on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Surprisingly good at this.
8:55, Brock Hunter.
Hey, real quick, before we go any further, I want to tell you what happened over the weekend. So I was DJing a wedding, right? Come up, groom's like, hey, you got to play this song. It's called Fancy Like, right? Not really sure what it is. Not really sure what it is, Brock.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, okay, yeah, I definitely have it. You know, before I throw it on and it's that first chord hit, I'm like, oh, this is the song that Brock hates.
Dude, I effing hate that song.
Applebee's on a date night.
It's like the writer of that song literally is like, oh, let's see. He was probably sitting in an Applebee's because it talks about like menu items at the Applebee's. It's like,
you know, hey, you know what? Probably getting paid though.
Dude, garbage music. It's not a country song, okay?
Hey, a little kid was dancing
to
it.
Yeah, dude, it's like the biggest TikTok trend right now, dancing to it.
Yeah, so he was doing the dance. That's a TikTok trend right now?
Dude, it's effing everywhere. That's what that's what Applebee's used for their commercials is people doing the TikTok dance to that garbage song.
Oh, man. I didn't know that. I didn't know it was a TikTok thing. That's why the kid knew it, huh?
Dude, it's effing garbage. All right. And look, I know I'm on a rock station, but I'm going to tell you right now. I grew up listening to the country. And if Johnny Cash was still alive today and he heard that song, he would be so angry. He would punch that whatever his name was, Walker Hay, I don't know, some made up country guy name, and in tight bedazzled jeans and an Affliction t-shirt and spiky hair. It's the most ridiculous garbage song ever in the history. It's worse than anything Florida Georgia Line has ever done, and that's saying something, huh?
I don't know, man. It's a catchy song.
Shut up.
People at the wedding like it.
You shut your whore mouth right now. I swear to God.
And I'm just going to say, Applebee's, fantastic. I love Applebee's.
I do, too.
It makes it a little bit better.
It is nothing against Applebee's. It is nothing against that, okay? All right? They're half-price apps. Awesome. Amazing.
Oh, dude.
But that song is garbage music, and I'm so angry that my ears have been polluted with it. The fact that I've had to hear it, okay?
You know, what did that song ever do to you, Brock? What?
It violated my ears, all right? That's what it did.
Coming from a guy who can barely hear.
I wish I couldn't. I wish I was after that. My God, is it terrible.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I keep getting you riled up this morning, but I had to tell you that before I forgot.
Garbage.
But it was funny, though, because I really didn't. I know a lot of music, man, but that one's kind of fairly new, I guess. And I'm not on TikTok all the time or ever.
I hope the artist of that song gets punched in the throat and he could never sing again. Right. All right. I know that seems aggressive and it seems maybe right. out of the. But yeah.
Would you rather for 6 hours straight? You got to listen to Date My Bone, Country Bump Bump, however it goes. All right. Or you know what I'm going to do. Baby Shark.
I would rather listen to Baby Shark. Absolutely.
Really?
You know, I would sit down with my daughter. I would sit down with my daughter. I would throw on Baby Shark, and I would rather do that. I would. Absolutely. That's how garbage of a song that Applebee's fancy-like song is. Yep.
By the way, that Baby Shark song almost blew my speakers, dude. That's got some bass in that song.
It's a good
song. The beginning of it.
You can twerk to Baby Shark, all right? That's good stuff. Anyway.
All right.
We've wasted enough time. We're running behind. Now that I'm upset, let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Medley Provisioning Center in Hartford. Can you feel better? Yes, you can.
Nabis.
Cannabis. Weed. You know it. You got it.
Smoke it up.
Your dumb vocabulary for today, bitch badge.
Man, she really got a bitch badge today, man. She's not in a good mood.
Bitch badge.
Some of my old teachers used to have that. Actually, you know, a lot of people have the bitch badge. Yeah, I don't know.
Bitch badge.
Give me a clue. Is it something like physical you can touch?
Yes, you could touch it. Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Bitch badge.
Well, so what is it? You're being a bitch and then you get something.
Bitch badge. Mm.
Is it like, remember when like pimps used to like powder their hand up?
It's not that. No. It's not when the pimp is keeping his pimp hand strong.
Okay. I don't know. I guess I don't know this one.
It's the lower back tattoo on a woman.
It's a tramp stamp.
No, there's different names for it. There's different names for it.
There is a different. That's another name for it.
Huh? Example, Amy has the hottest bitch badge I've ever seen. It's just a bullseye. It's right there.
Now, what if you're a dude? I knew a few guys. High school went spring break and got
unfortunately,
a few,
there was
lower
a,
back
there was a short time in like the late 90s, early 2000s, where on men, the belly button, the sun around the belly button tattoo, and then the tramp stamp was big, like a tribal tramp stamp. There was a lot of guys in the late late 90s, early 2000s, where that was a thing. That was a thing. Yeah.
Get the spider web on your elbow.
Yeah, right there. Looks good. Looks good.
The bitch badge, though. Woo!
Yeah, you got it on there. I'm not going to say anything about your mom having one. I'm just not going to do it. But you know I'm thinking it. You know I'm thinking it. All right. That is your dumb vocabulary. We'll be back. More rock.